The Burt Show.
Do you know how much it takes for me to cheer for the Los Angeles Dodgers? I've told you guys that as a San Diego fan, I hate everything LA. Everything. So all I wanted was for the Yankees, who I've never cheered for in my life ever, to beat the Dodgers this weekend, right? Well, the Dodgers, as Mo came in here earlier this morning, told us, Dodgers beat Yankees twice this weekend.
They up 2-0, and the second game was handled very, very easily to the point where I'm scared for the rest of the series.
So why was I actually cheering on, what was it, Friday night when the Dodgers won? It didn't have anything to do with the Dodgers. It had everything to do with Freddie Freeman. Now, if you have spent any time in Atlanta at all, Freddie was a hero here, man. People loved this guy. And the rumors after he left in free agency to go to the Dodgers were like, there was a miscommunication. Mm-hmm. He didn't even want to leave. Shortly after, those rumors were kind of confirmed when he fired his agent. Nobody wanted Freddie to leave. I've met Freddie. He's the nicest guy. Anybody that's ever met him and his family are just like, I love this guy. So he might have been the only guy in this whole World Series that I would say, as Atlantans were cheering for. And Friday night, Freddie comes up. I mean, you talk about dreaming of this since you were a little itty-bitty kid, right? In the bottom of the 10th inning, and I think the Dodgers were down by a run at this point.
Down one, down
to their very last out. They walk somebody to get to Freddie, right? Because they're like, oh, Freddie's not, it's not like he's going to hit a home run with the bases loaded or anything.
Oh, so they loaded the bases so they could get it out at any base.
Yes, so there's okay. Two out. They're down to their last out. Uh-huh. Freddie comes up on Friday night, and this happens.
Cortez delivers. Freeman hits the ball to right field. She is gone!
No.
On an October night 36 years ago, a hobbled game one hero for the Dodgers, Freddie Freeman, with a walk-off grand slam to win game one of the World Series 6-3 over the Yankees.
Unbelievable.
How many times are you going to hear that
ball? Wow.
Up
there.
It was one home run, right?
Got it. There's just no way to describe. I mean, there's just no way to describe it.
Would you say you don't believe what you just saw?
Yeah.
There it is again.
Okay.
There it is again, Mo.
Let's just replay it all over.
I mean, it's four runs, so you got to hear it at least four times.
Okay. He hadn't had an extra base hit in a month before today.
They do it again.
Down a triple in his first day.
Here comes again, dude. No way.
He ends this
Come
game
on, man.
Jumping on the first pitch and launching a no-doubt grand slam that they'll talk about for ages.
This was so incredible, man. And again, I hate the Dodgers, but Freddie's got a bum ankle right now. He can barely walk on it. And unfortunately, in like the first inning, the dude hits a triple. So he has to run all the way to third base, and you could see him limping. And then 9 innings later, hits this grand slam in the biggest of fashions, man. It was a huge moment for Freddie.
It was like one of those moments as a sports fan where even though you were rooting for the other team, you kind of knew it was going to happen before it happened. Like, as soon as they made the decision to walk Mookie Betts, because that's who they walked, which I understood. He has a real high on-base percentage, and I guess they thought Freddie Freeman was a little hurt, but I didn't. I thought Freddie Freeman was fine, and I felt like that was going to motivate him. Like, I'd rather pitch against me. Okay, and as soon as he was walking to the plate, I was with, like, four New Yorkers. We all watching the game, and I was like, he's about to hit a grand slam. Like, I just felt it, and sure enough, yeah, I just heard it 27 times. He hit a grand slam.
He hadn't had an extra base hit, as he just said, in a month. He had nothing but singles over the last month until this home run. So the next night, Freddie's not done.
It would have been 41 days since Freddie Freeman last homered before he stepped to the plate in the 10th yesterday. Hit that grand slam.
Launches this ball right field. He's found the seats again.
Found the seats again.
He sure did, Kristen.
And he gets the barrel back to it. That's what Freddie
does.
All right, so congratulations to Freddie Freeman. He is missed in Atlanta, man. And if you're going to root for one dude that's on the Dodgers, that's your guy right there, Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
Sorry, my man.
Yep.
All right. right, Abby. So you're willing to die on one petty hill when it comes to Atlanta.
It is not petty. I would argue that this is a big deal in Atlanta. So over the weekend, I saw that some account on Instagram had posted that the number one airport in America is my favorite airport in America. And it's none other than the newly redesigned LaGuardia Airport in New York City. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
It is stunning. It really is. It used to be La Garbage. It was it was a bodega with terminals. Like, that's what LaGuardia was. I'm like, where are the cats? But I love LaGuardia because it means you're flying into New York. It's stunning. They've just redesigned it. There's this gorgeous fountain in the middle of it. You feel like you're in Vegas. It is 20 minutes from the city. It is the closest to Manhattan. It is just a great airport. So then I decided to be a little petty because I wanted to gloat the fact that my favorite airport is the number one airport in America. I wanted to also rag on my least favorite airports in America. And one of my least favorite airports in America is none other than the one that is 45 minutes, depending on traffic, from me. And that is Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
You shut your mouth!
I hate this airport so much! And
It's only exasperated
by the fact that people think that it is quote unquote efficient. Have you been to any other airport ever?
Yes, I've traveled extensively before I had a kid. In Atlanta, hands down, the most efficient airport I've ever traveled to.
I
swear, when it comes to getting through security, I get through security, and it doesn't matter how long the line is, I get through security faster than any other airport I've traveled through.
We're in different TSA lines.
I said to Amanda, because we were flying to Lexington to hang out with Kristen and some friends this weekend, and our flight was supposed to leave at 1. It didn't leave until like 5. And even the entire experience, it just seemed everything was slowed down. You couldn't get on like the cars to get to the terminal. Everything just was not working right. And I said to her at the time, I'm like, does it seem like the airport is getting worse and worse and worse throughout the years? And she's like, I think so.
It's exhausting. You've got to go through the busiest part of one of the busiest cities in America to get to the busiest airport. You stand in line for TSA for 45 minutes, maybe on a good day, 10 or 15 minutes. But that's if you're flying out on a Tuesday. Who's flying out on a Tuesday? And then you got to hike your ass to the plane train. You got to fight all these people to get on the escalator, wait for the plane train. And then finally you're at your terminal and you probably have to walk another 10 to 15 minutes. I'm a local now, so I've figured it out, but I will die on this hill that we need another airport. I'm so sick of it.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's not that awful. No. Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it's not the most efficient, but it's not the worst either.
It's pretty bad. And I have a whole list. I have airports that I got beef with, but LaGuardia is not one of them.
MCO, I'll give you MCO. That's MCO
Orlando.
Is trash.
It's horrible.
MCO might be the worst in the country.
It is. It doesn't matter what day, what morning that you're flying out of Orlando, there is always a long line. And it's like everybody at TSA, it's the first time they've ever worked. It's like, oh, I didn't know how to do this.
And you know why? It's because like I'd say 99.9% of people who are traveling to Orlando are traveling to go to Disney. So they have like a slew of kids and that just slows everything.
I do agree.
Any day I got to fight a Disney adult is a bad day. Keep me out of MCO.
That's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.